come in peace. We come in peace to drink beer. We bring Marzen.
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm a beer, damn it!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, Season 5, an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst and mostly American craft beer from coast to coast, and every once in a while in between. My name's Crazy Dave, I'm your host this week, and with me is...
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
Mikey. All right. Well, this week...
Hey, where's Toby?
What?
Where's Toby?
Toby! Well, as you guys can see, Toby's not here this week. He was still hanging out in Colorado from the GABF. We don't know if he got lost.
He better be on his way back. Doesn't he know he's got a show to do?
It's been over for a couple of days now, so yeah. Who knows? Maybe he dived into a big vat of beer like that one movie. What was that called?
Brew?
Strange Brew is one of them, but there was another one too. Midnight Madness. If you guys want to watch an old quirky movie from the 80s, go look for Midnight Madness.
Nice.
But anyhow, in that, there was a guy that ended up jumping into a college frat boy or something or whatever, ended up diving into a big vat of beer. And it's got some people that you'd recognize from the 80s, so definitely check it out. Oh, by the way, it is actually 1980, by the way.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Taking it back. Way back.
Well, anyhow, you guys probably want to hear us talk about some beer. So this week, kind of in the Oktoberfest kind of theme, we're doing Marzen beers. This season is episode is Marzen Attacks Fall Season. I haven't seen Mars Attacks, so I guess
what?
I don't get the joke.
Hold the podcast. Dave's got to watch this movie. We'll be back right after
2 hours.
All right, yeah, but we don't have any fermentation conversation, but we have some beers.
Yeah, what are you drinking, Mike?
I have two beers. I have the Woodstock Brewing Company or Woodstock Inn Brewing. Sorry,
Woodstock Inn
Brewery, and it's their Autumn Ale Brew. And then I also have the Taps Marzen Scorsese.
Marzen Scorsese, cool. And I'll be drinking the Gordon Biersch Marzen and the Einger Oktoberfest.
Einger. I'm gonna drink first.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Let's get this started.
Yeah, I called it, man. I called it.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
As mentioned earlier in the show, I'm going to do the Woodstock Brewing Company's Autumn Ale Brew. This is from Woodstock Inn Brewery out of North Woodstock, New Hampshire. See, that wasn't that hard. Why was it so difficult in the intro? Their website is www.woodstockinbrewery.com. This is a fruit beer. And the reason it is a fruit beer, you think, autumn, another pumpkin beer. No, although I do still have a lot of pumpkin beer leftovers, this beer is brewed with apples and cinnamon. And someone else mentioned chestnuts, but I think on the six-pack it actually just describes the beer as chestnut in color.
If you had nuts on your chin, would those? If you had nuts on your chest, would those be chestnuts?
I suppose they would be.
If you had nuts on the wall, would those be walnuts?
I'm gonna crack this.
If you had nuts on your chin, would those be chin nuts? I said, hell no, fool! You'd have a dick in your mouth.
So I forgot to mention the IBU on this beer is 4.6. Not too big. at all. Very sessionable. Oh, see, it is a very chestnut in color. You get almost the whole thing in the glass. I thought this glass was going to be too small, but it's actually perfect. Got about a finger of head in my pretty new innocent gun glass. Oh, the bottle says 4.4. The website says 4.63.
Somewhere between 4.4 and 4.6.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah. Not that you can really notice the difference.
Right.
It's that low.
Well, unless you're like 80 pounds and something, then you know maybe it might make a slight difference for you.
Yeah. So, it is that chestnut color, really kind of bordering on amber. Really nice color. I got a little bit of chill haze on the glass here. Only got about a pinky finger of head now. It's kind of dissipating on the nose. Ooh. Applejacks.
All right, a cereal reference.
Yep. Smells like Applejacks. Cinnamon toasty Applejacks.
Part of your complete breakfast.
Yeah. I mean, it's apples and cinnamon. Trying to get past that to see if I get any malt or hops, but nope. Apples and cinnamon. Straight up.
You know, one of the things that I love to eat that my girlfriend's stepmom used to make were these I forget what they're called, but they're basically an apple that's got like some sort of like sugar and cinnamon stuff, you know, all around it, and then that's all wrapped up like in a dough or like a like a turnover kind of material.
Yeah. And they bake it.
Yeah, and they bake it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was probably one of the best things I've ever had. So tasty. So we missed you, Meemon. That was some good stuff.
And now smelling this, I can almost,
you can almost picture imagine
having like one of that right in front of me. What I'm missing is that little bit of buttery kind of pastry aroma. I got to take a sip. They're really not much. Very apple-y. I mean, Applejacks, I think, kind of nails it. There's maybe a tiny bit of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Apple and cinnamon. Cinnamon flavor. The cinnamon is coming through more than I would have thought on the tongue. And then they get some apple aftertaste. Little bit of caramely maltiness, but very little. It's very drinkable. I mean, it's very fall-like. It's not heavy in malt or hops at all.
It's well, only 4.5, I
would imagine. Interesting difference between this and... you know, pumpkin beer.
Is it cider-y?
It's funny
at all?
Because I was actually doing some homework. No, there's no cider aspect to this at all, and I thought there would be. Because there's more cinnamon than apple, and the apple, I don't know, there's something that's not cidery about it, and I think maybe because it's dry. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no apple tartness, but there's apple flavor. It's hard to get past anything but apples and cinnamon on this. Tiny bit of caramel maltiness. It's not rich in mouthfeel. It's pretty, it's on the light side. It's not super light like some of the ciders that we had previously. But it's a really drinkable, lighter mouthfeel beer. It still reminds you of fall, but it's, to me, it would stick out like in a bunch of pumpkin beers, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I was doing some homework on the beer, trying to find some information, and someone had reviewed this beer thinking that it was a pumpkin beer and described it as a pumpkin beer. Like, really? Not once in his description did he mention, oh, this is
apple.
This isn't pumpkin, it's apple. And to me, right off the bat, on the nose, it smells, like I said, Applejacks. It's got that cinnamon, apple-y aroma. Uh-huh. So I thought that was kind of funny.
But just maybe the cinnamon is what you're getting for that pumpkin-y style kind of a thing?
Yeah. I mean, there's a little bit of that. Not some of the other spices. Like, you're not getting as much of, like, nutmeg and... you know, brown sugar and that kind of thing. It's really just straight cinnamon and apples. I don't know what to pair with this. This would be good. It actually would be good with food just because it's so light. I mean, Thanksgiving dinner would work with this. Just turkey, a turkey sandwich would, you know, work, or the turkey leftovers, you know, you get the turkey sandwich with the cranberry sauce and stuffing and all that stuff. Something like that would work pretty well.
Right.
This with some butter cookies would be great around the holidays. It's not what I expected it to be. It's kind of interesting and a different take on an autumn, you know, autumn style where everybody's doing the pumpkins and the Marzins and the Oktoberfest and everything.
Sure.
Beer Advocate users rate this an 82, which is good. The Untappd users rate this a 3.59 out of 772 ratings.
Top three places are the Woodstock Inn Station and Brewery. That's in North Woodstock, New Hampshire.
This, which I didn't mention, I'm sorry. This is an inn in North Woodstock, New Hampshire, that actually has a brewery within the inn.
So you can go, you can go there, stay, and have some beer.
Yeah,
Toby, that might be your next destination.
Then you don't have to worry about driving home.
I wonder if he's been there. second favorite place to drink this is Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, and the last place is the Brother of Thieves in Nantucket. There once was a man from Nantucket. I don't know the rest of that little quip or whatever you want to call it. So
Limerick.
Limerick, yeah. I guess Mike's probably happy that I don't.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler.
Well, listen up, baby. It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Watch out now, baby bubba.
All right, everybody, what's up? This is Crazy Dave from Temecula, California, and I'm about to drink some beer. This week I'm drinking a Marzin. It's from Gordon Biersch Brewery. They are out of San Jose, California, but you could probably see their brew pubs just about, I don't know, anywhere, I suppose. Or I guess all over the places. All over the places, not just
that's
one.
That's Gordon Biersch's tagline. We're all over the places.
I'm like trying to look for their brewery, like their locations, and I don't see like a...
I never knew where their main... I always thought they were like a Vegas brewery, but I could be wrong.
Jeez, because I know there's one in San Diego.
It's a big mystery.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, doesn't matter. I'm drinking their Marzin. ABV on this is 5.8, and the IBUs are a nice low 18. Sounds like this should be a Crazy Day friendly kind of a beer. So I'm going to crack it. Pours out actually a lot like the Boston Lager. It's got that reddish, coppery color kind of a thing to it. It's pretty darn clear.
It looks actually, that's a really nice coppery color.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it looks really nice. It's got a pretty decent head on it.
It's a purdy bear. It's purdy.
Purdy. Yeah. You know, on the nose, it's got some carameliness, a little bit of a zip on it. But it, I mean, more than anything, it's got that malty, grainy kind of a smell to it. A little bit of brown sugar. Yeah, I mean this actually smells kind of good. Maybe some of those grainy notes too. So I'm going to take a sip. It's got a pretty clean mouthfeel. It's got a little bit of a carbonation-y zip to it. A little bit of a hop character, but mostly it's just malty, like I said, some of those brown sugars and caramel malts kind of a thing.
I know I've had this beer before.
Some of the dirty graininess I think is really coming out of this. Like for some reason I'm thinking of like some of these whole grain type crackers or something. Yeah. Is what this reminds me of. You know, and speaking of which, like that, I think this kind of like makes me want to have like a pretzel or something.
The first time I've ever went to Gordon Biersch, I'm pretty sure they gave me a Marzin with garlic fries.
Yeah, dude, that would I totally see that working with this.
I didn't even know that it was a Marzen, you know, but I got the garlic fries and this is the beer that they gave me. I'm almost positive.
I could totally see that.
I could go for some garlic fries right now. You know who does good garlic fries is O'Brien's.
Yeah, they do. Man, some fresh garlic on some big fat fries.
They just got a new tap system, I heard. They got like a new 28 tap system or something at O'Brien's.
What they need is some new chairs in that place. It's kind of a dumpy kind of a joint.
Oh, yeah, they got a great beer selection. And now they went from, a new 28 tap line.
Yeah, but going back to this beer, I totally see how garlic fries would go great with it. I mean, I'm actually surprised that this seems to be a little bit better than what I was expecting. Something else might go with it pretty good. I remember having a schnitzel once at, it's at a different brewery. It was at Coronado Brewing. But they had a epically phenomenal schnitzel. I think that this would probably work really well with. So, yeah. I mean, quick review for this beer.
Having the schnitz,
It looks like the untapped ratings come in at this at 3.38 out of 6,220 ratings.
Ah.
Top three places to drink this are at the Gordon Beers Brewery. It looks like the only other place other than Gordon Beers that people drink this is at the Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. But top three places are Gordon Beers in McLean, Virginia, Bolingbrook, Illinois, and Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, they are all over the place, huh? I didn't realize there were that many different breweries. Wow, I didn't know there was a Gordon Beers in Maryland. I didn't think there were any Gordon Beers on the East Coast.
Yeah, Maryland and Annapolis. And Virginia.
What the hell? Yeah. Oh, no, Virginia's the airport. Not the brewery.
Well, still.
But yeah, wow. I'm going to have to look up all their locations now.
So yeah, that's the Marzen from Gordon Beers. These guys are out of San Jose, California. The website is www.gordonbeers.com. That's Gordon, BIERSCH.com.
Beer, like Jim spelled beer. BIER.
Yeah. Quick notes, hops are Hallertau and malts are Weinhez Stefan.
Weinstefan.
Weinstefan.
Oh, they get their own like specialty malts. Weinstefan. Yeah.
Prost.
Prost.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untapped, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right, folks, guess what? It's me again. I get to drink another beer.
That's right.
So, for my second tasting flight, I'm going to drink the Tapped Brewing Company's Marzen Scorsese. Yeah, Scorsese, however you want to say it.
What movies was Martin Scorsese known for?
What?
Come on. I don't know. Some of our folks may not know.
Oh, there's a long list of all kinds.
Well, come on, Mike.
You're going to have like some movie guy come on and like start naming them off.
Well, some of the big ones are, I'm looking at Casino, Taxi Driver, The Godfather, right?
Yeah. These are big ones. It's what he's known for. You know, some of the biggest ones he's known for.
The Color of Money, The Last Temptation of Christ. Oh, it was Goodfellas. I'm sorry. What did I say? Was I say Goodfellas? Maybe.
Yeah, you said Goodfellas, right? Yeah. Taxi Driver, Goodfellas. That's some of the.
Oh, The Departed.
More recent. I spent some time in New York back in. Oh, I don't remember. I want to say late 90s, and they did the their recording. Bring Out the Dead, I think.
Uh-huh.
And it was right. We could see down the alley that they were filming. We were in what used to be Hell's Kitchen. We were staying there. and we're, I don't know what floor we were on, but we could actually, at night, we could just watch down the whole alley from the window and watch some film, the movie.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And that's a nice Scorsese film too.
So this beer somehow must be related to Martin Scorsese, or they just like, how did they come up with that name? I wonder.
You know,
say,
you know, they said something that didn't make any sense on why they called it that.
If you think O-Fests are the same, you got another thing coming. A super traditional style, full body without being too malty or too sweet, medium copper color, blah, blah, blah. They didn't say anything about Martin Scorsese.
No, not at all. So I'm not quite sure where they got the name.
Huh. I was hoping there'd be some sort of tie.
Yeah. They actually have, I think, the brewery or on their Twitter page or something, that they actually have him Photoshop holding a bottle where it's really like it's really an Oscar that he's holding, but they put the bottle, and it looks silly too, because it's like he couldn't possibly be holding it as tight as he is, you know?
Right.
It's funny. Right. Almost as ridiculous as my Photoshop stuff.
Sure. Well, you know, they have a Photoshop of Spaceballs with their Eagle 5 beer.
Yeah, they have that. The tap has that beer too. I almost got that for one of the shows that we did. That came out after our Space Beers, the podcast
Space Beers, show, though. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Duh. Who knows?
Maybe, I like these guys.
Maybe they got the idea from us.
Maybe. I like these guys already, man. They got a sense of humor.
Now this,
but I bet you
want to
drink their beer.
I've had other beers from this brewery. This was known as the Haverhill Brewing Company. And they had the beers like the Leather Lips and the Sassy, was it Sassy? Not Sassy Rabbit. White Ear Wheat. I've done a couple from them.
But huh, cool.
Anyway.
Well, let's do this beer.
Yeah, let me get into this one. So, yeah, this is from Tap Brewing Company out of Haverhill, Massachusetts. The website is tapbrewingcompany.com. The style is a Marzen, obviously. The ABV on this beer is 6.8%. I don't know what the IBUs are. I sent out a tweet late, just before the show, to see if they'd respond with some ingredients and IBUs and whatnot. And I don't think they got back to me in time. I'm going to crack it. Big 22s, and oddly enough, which I don't think you've heard this a lot, the Tapped Brewing Company, when they were Haverhill Brewing Company, they did six packs. Now they're doing exclusively just the 22 bombers, and usually it's the other way around. It's got a golden color. It's much lighter than it looks on screen here. It's very pale, actually. Much lighter than the previous beer. There's no... It's super clear. Got about a finger of head on the nose. Biscuity. Some hoppiness in there, too. But it's like a musty kind of citrusy, and probably just because of the type of malts that are in there. I think the malts are kind of musting up that citrusy smell. Interesting smell, though. A hoppier smell than your average Marzen.
Marzen. Yeah, I mean, I remember my Marzen was at like 18 IBUs. You know, it was just enough. I think just enough hops to call it a beer.
Yeah. For me, the Marzens have always been a weird, interesting maltiness, almost like a Pop Rocks kind of sensation of maltiness on your tongue. You know, like there's so much kind of maltiness, and it wants to kind of you can get it all around your tongue, and there's just all kinds of different grains going on. Mm-hmm. Very grainy beers.
Yeah, no, that's definitely something that I noticed from mine. It reminded me of like those whole grain kind of crackers or. Yeah.
Take a sip, yeah. Much lighter than I expected it to be. The hoppiness is there. Actually an interesting light balance between hops and malt, but they're not battling each other at all. But it doesn't have that crazy kind of grainy maltiness that Marzens usually have. It's almost kind of toned down a bit. they decided to put some hops in there. Oh, I'm getting a little bit of that tingle going on now. Light, kind of biscuity, crackery, cereal grainish. It's pretty straightforward, though. It's not too far out of the ordinary with this one. I would, if I were to taste this and said, okay, this is like a lineup of Marzens, I would think, okay, this is definitely an American version of it because it has a little bit more hoppiness. But it's not a really hoppy beer by any means, so don't take it that way. It's not like a
hop, it's hoppy for a Marzen.
It's hoppy for a Marzen, yeah. Which isn't saying much, you know, because you shouldn't really get that much hops at all in the Marzen. As far as food pairing goes with something like this, I'm so in the mood for those garlic fries that we were talking about earlier. I would love to have something like that with this beer. The pretzel would be good, but I kind of want like maybe get a fresh baked pretzel with maybe some garlic butter and salt, kind of spice it up a bit.
There you go.
But something with garlic in it for some reason. That's what I want with this beer. Something with garlic and has a nice kind of toasted quality to it, so, or something that's crispy, you know, whether it's a fry out of the fry later or a fresh baked.
Fry later?
Fries. Garlic fries?
I thought you said like fresh out of the fry later.
Fresh out of the fry later.
What? I'll have to go back and listen to that.
So, yeah, either that or like I said, a pretzel. But for some reason, I want garlic with this beer.
Mike's going to pair it with a clove of garlic, folks.
Yeah.
just take a fresh bite out of it.
There you go. And then don't talk to anybody for like a week.
Well, it looks like the Untappd users rate this beer a 3.58 out of a whopping 26 ratings. Top places to drink this. Actually, there's only two places to drink this beer. Noon's Nook, and we don't know where that's at. Yeah, or Richard's Wines and Spirits in Readville, Massachusetts.
Yeah, there's not much at all. I mean, 26 ratings, and that's actually only out of 30 Untappd. I mean, it's only been checked in 30 times. 31 right now. Yeah, there was nothing on Beer Advocate. I know, you know, Dave was saying he didn't want to read the ratings from them, but there wasn't even on there. Not even logged into where it says there's not enough ratings for this beer, you know. So it's fairly new. I think this beer is only like a month old, maybe.
Mike's got a fresh beer. What?
I know. I don't have some retired beer from 6 years ago. Yep. So yeah, cool. Check this one out. I mean, it'd be interesting to try this one with a few other Marzens to kind of compare it, but it's also just a good drinkable session beer, you know, around this time. This is a great Oktoberfest style. I'd have this at any Oktoberfest, you know, if they had this on tap, I'd get it.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes. It's Gemini Lounge.
Listen up, baby! It's time for Crazy Jay to drink some beer! Watch out now, baby bubba!
Alright, everybody! Great Dave again. I'm gonna drink another beer.
Again?
Yeah. That's right, folks. Wow, I'm going to try two beers. One
two
night.
Guys, two beers.
Wow, where's that going to go?
It ain't going viral.
It ain't going to be all that exciting. Oh, I don't know. Scott might have a thing. Well, no, wait. Toby's not involved. Scott doesn't want anything to do with it. Oh, my gosh. So, anyways, I am drinking the Einger Oktoberfest Marzen beer. These guys are...
These guys,
they have a very bad website.
The Germans.
So the website is actually en.einger, A-Y-I-N-G-E-R, dash beer, B-I-E-R, dot D-E. So I'm guessing they're out of Deutschland.
Deutschland.
Or it could be Denmark, but I'm pretty sure it's Deutschland. I don't see anything about the beer. So whatever I'm telling you is going to be off the bottle. It's brewed according to the Reinheitsgebot, which you probably figured. Purity Love 1516, product of Germany. We knew that. Okay, beer and bottle, brewed and bottled by Brauerei Eying. Franz Inkelsting King.
All right, instead of butchering every possible name from them, you can.
It looks, according to the label, it looks like a private brewery. But this is the Oktoberfest Marzen. It's an authentic Bavarian festival lager. So, yes, folks, I guess we can put these in big steins and, you know, clack steins with other folks and stuff.
Steins.
Yeah. And it comes in a 500 milliliter bottle, so it's a little bit bigger than your small beers, but not quite a 22.
Bigger than your average beer.
Alcohol is 5.8%, and it's got two labels here that say Oktoberfest Marzen on it. So I guess they really want us to know this is the Oktoberfest
Marzen. Two labels.
It's like,
Just so you know.
Yeah. So, and it says that it's an amber colored. Oh, motherfucker. It paused again. Oh, what? Wait.
You better.
Oh, no. Never mind. It's still going. No, we're still going. All right, so
we're still
crack
rolling,
this.
Folks. We're still rolling. Hey,
I'm gonna crack
there's
this
a phone
right
call.
Now. Yeah, who is that?
Go ahead,
incoming
take a phone
call. Oh, it's my girlfriend. Hang on a sec, folks. I gotta talk.
Hi, caller. You're on the Beer Coasters podcast.
Yes, long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you for calling the Beer Coasters podcast. If you'd like to talk to Crazy Dave,
press one
now.
Why don't you just tell me who you want to talk to?
All right. Now that I got Dawn the information she needed, I'm back to drinking my beer. So I'm a crack this.
Please hold while we access your account.
So I'm a crack.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Oh, wow. Head's coming out of this thing already. Like, I didn't even, like, wow.
I'm sure there's some jokes in there, folks, but...
Well, there. This... Jeez, man, this thing is just like a ton of head.
Wow, half head, half beer.
On the nose, it's a little citrusy, which I'm a little surprised by. A little lemony kind of a...
Mine was similar to that, too. It had a citrusiness to it that I wasn't expecting.
It's a dry citrusiness, though, which is kind of a odd... Smell's not changing much, so I'm just going to bust in this and take a sip. I mean, the color of this is a light, it's like a gold color. Not nearly as red or caramelly as my Gordon Biersch one. So it's just like an amber, like a light amber.
Taking a sip, yeah!
It's definitely got a more European flavor to it. It's got a funky funkiness to it. Some sort of,
a funky funkiness.
I want to say it's almost a saison-y in a way.
What?
No, it's got that funky yeast kind of a taste to it.
That surprises me.
It's not as zippy. This is really light. Like it's not as zippy, and it's a little more of a plain grain kind of a flavor to it. So this one's definitely a more mellow Marzen. Highly sessionable, though. I mean, it goes down pretty easy.
Yeah.
It
should, you know, as far as that style is. I mean, it's designed for...
To drink all day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like Oktoberfest. I mean, Oktoberfest, Mars, and it's hand in hand.
Kind of. I again, you know, this is totally, you know, light beer fair, beer pub fair kind of, you know, garlic fries type of beer. Nothing too super exciting. I can totally see some of the mellower sausages, you know, or things too. Some sauerkraut. Yeah. I can totally lick this off the breasts of a beer wench.
What?
But
can we do that somewhere?
I don't know. I got to do it before Dawn gets home, though. Oh. So quick, send over some women.
Can we do that at the Hofbrauhaus? Is that legal?
9 Wichte Beer Wenches. 9 Wichte
Beer. I don't know how to say bosom in German. Off, what is it? Aufbrechen is start, right? Aufbrechen? I was thinking start licking. I don't know. I don't know. It's going to get worse as I go on. We should probably.
Oh, this is fun. Ablecken mein Titten.
Sounds like you're talking about your own.
Ablecken meine Titten is lick off my tits in German.
Jeez. All right. Now we know what you'd pair with it. All right.
All right, folks. Now you know what, now you know how to offend your beer wench at the Oktoberfest.
Yep. This was the Marzen, you said?
Yeah. Or the Oktoberfest. Okay.
Untap. Whoa, I just got a lag in my internet here. 3.76 out of 9,146
wow.
ratings.
I wasn't expecting that many.
The top places to drink this beer is the International Tap House in Columbia, Missouri. And then Melt Bar and Grilled. I've never seen that written like that. Melt Bar and Grilled in Independence, Ohio. And the Brothers Bar and Grill in Rochester, Minnesota.
You know, none of these top places are in Germany. So I don't know, Inger. How authentic is this? Either that or there's not too many Germans on Untappd. You know, we know there's a couple, friends from the, you know, the Norwegian area.
Is this kind of like the Fosters of German beers? Like you go over there and you're like, we don't drink that. We don't even make that here.
Well, no, they say that's made there. I mean, it's
yeah.
But I guess if you had to put authentic label on your on your bottle, maybe it's not so popular there.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of like Budweiser saying, like, you know, their what premium beer or something, whatever's on their label.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast, and don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
That guy Keyless says, the only downside to drinking beer is this shit has you pissing constantly, but it's still my favorite drink. I prefer it over liquor. Winky emoticon.
Yo, Beer Coasters, what's going on? This is Tony Leone calling from Connecticut. I got my buddy here.
It's the Brewfest.
We're having a little epic bottle share here. We're having some delicious, delicious beers. I don't know. Ooh, I said you have to bleep that out. Sorry.
Ooh, incredible beers.
Delicious.
Probably about 50 different bottles.
There's a lot of money inside the place that we're drinking at right now. But we just want to call and say what's up. Thanks for doing that podcast. You guys are doing good.
We love you guys. Beer Coasters. Podcast life.
All right. Talk to you guys soon. Peace.
All right. Well, hey, Tony Leone and Hipster Rufus, thanks for calling in. You know, we always appreciate hearing from our listeners and hearing what they're doing. And it sounds like some maybe some expensive bottles, or at least 50 bottles of some sort of a bottle share were there. That's quite a bit. I'm hoping it was more than just the two of you guys, because that's a lot of beer to drink in one night.
Well, if it's just the two of them, we're not going to be hearing from them for quite some time. It sounded like more. I heard some more, you know, some more individuals laughing in the background. So I'm hoping it wasn't just the two of them.
Right. But hey, thanks for calling in, guys. You know, we appreciate it. Appreciate you guys thinking about us. And yeah, keep spreading the craft beer love.
Yeah, let us know what the standouts, you know, if there's 50 beers, let us know what those standouts for that particular session was.
It was, right. Or if you even remember.
Yeah, if you can remember any of them.
Nice. All right. Well, there usually is some standouts, you know, from the night when you're drinking. I know that there always
is. There's always, you know, no matter how many you have, there's going to be a few that stand out in the crowd. Good, bad, or otherwise. There's going to be something that stands out.
Something to talk about.
Yep.
Actually, this week's pretty good on Backwash. We got all kinds of stuff. What's the email there? I see we got one email or two, actually.
Yep. We got Rick from the Land of the Ice and Snow.
Nice.
The subject is, hell yeah! He says, here is a Minnesota/Midwest update. The Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild recently held their annual Autumn Brew Review, and it was a blast. Town Hall Brewery had Beach Therapy, an IPA brewed with coconut and banana. Now I'm going to stop reading for a second here. When I think Minnesota, that's the first thing I think of is coconut and banana. What in the Midwest would make you think of such a tropical type thing?
Well, you know what, though? I bet you people from the Midwest are probably more interested in going to tropical places than people that live like in San Diego or Florida.
It's like a fantasy beer brew kind of thing.
Maybe.
Like, hey, let's brew with some Tahitian this and some Thai that.
Gotcha. They just want to get the hell out of town, you know, in one way or another.
Anything to take them away from the ice and snow.
Right.
All right, says Central Waters out of Wisconsin brought us Exodus, a sour ale brewed with cherries.
Wait, he said.
All right, I'm sorry. I gotta rewind just a little bit. It says, not to offend Stone fanboy Crazy Dave, but it blew Stone's coconut IPA out of the water.
Wow. Okay, well, you know, the Stone Coconut IPA, I can see other beers blowing out of the water because I didn't think that was the most fantastic beer. But Stone did have a Coconut Macadamia Kona Coffee Porter that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I have yet to find something that rivals that or blows that coconut beer out of the water. And that was actually a collaboration.
That one, I remember that. That was a good one.
So, but anyhow, but yeah, I could probably see something blowing the coconut IPA out of the water.
So speaking of waters, he also says Central Waters out of Wisconsin brought us Exodus, a sour ale brewed with cherries and aged in bourbon barrels. Wow. Mm. He says Indeed Brewing Company, a new brewery in Minnesota that's killing it, brought their LSD, honey ale. LSD stands for lavender, sunflower, and honey. Well, maybe where you come from. And dates.
They don't have too much exciting things going on up there in Minnesota, and probably not too many LSD users.
It was phenomenal. Summit brought their oatmeal stout on cask with vanilla beans and cocoa nibs. Now, see,
that sounds phenomenal. That's what I'm talking about.
Also, Ballast Point, Green Flash, and Kona have all started distributing in Minnesota.
Awesome. So now you can also pay $10 for a four-pack for some Kona beer. Oh, wait, no. Kona's got some cheap beer. I'm thinking of Maui.
Yeah, it's Maui. Maui's more expensive. Yeah. Kona's not so bad.
Kona, check out the Big Wave. Nice, sessional, fun little beer to drink. It's a great, great summertime beer. I mean, when it gets up in the 70s, I guess, for you guys or something.
Yeah, and Kona has a... What's a brown? Is it a cocoa brown? So it says there's a rumor that we may get Alpine... And Alpine is going to contract brew three of their beers with Cold Spring here in Minnesota. 21st Amendment does the same and distributes here. So hopefully we'll get some Nelson and Duet.
Dude, the Duet is probably one of the most epic.
I'm a pure hoppiness fan with Alpine, because that was my first experience with Alpine, and that was my first introduction, you know. So,
but you know what, Alpine I think absolutely nailed their Duet. You know, like I think that's probably one of the best IPAs I've ever had.
Yeah.
And then to further back that up, I was watching the BrewDogs show. If you guys haven't checked that out, make sure to keep an eye out for that on one of the more obscure cable channels. But you know, they follow the BrewDogs guys from Scotland, and they come out here to the U.S. and try to convert a million craft beer virgins. But they also mentioned Duet as being one of the top five beers for San Diego.
Yeah. So yeah, that's cool. They do the top five beers and top five places to drink, right?
Drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
So, anyhow, I keep interrupting your email here, Mike.
It's all right. Says, I think I just missed you guys in Hawaii while I was on my honeymoon. Unfortunately, it looks like Toby's portrait of Kona Brewing was in storage at the time. They had a lemongrass saison that was really good. My wife.
Oh, wait, wait. Oh, that's actually Maui. Maui, I don't think Kona, yeah, Maui made the lemongrass saison.
Yes.
It was in a white can.
You're right. Yeah.
So, Rick from the land of ice and snow, check your stuff. Let's see which one you're talking about here.
Also, he says, my wife liked the Waialua Wheat, and I agree with you guys. There's a big difference between the draft version and the bottle version here on the mainland. We picked some up when we got back home, and it was not the same. It really had a metallic flavor. Surly Darkness Day is coming up in the next couple weeks. If my schedule holds, I should be able to attend, and I'll try to phone in some updates for you guys if I'm sober enough.
No. No matter what your level of sobriety is, yes, you need to call in.
Absolutely. We encourage the drunk dial. We don't get enough drunk dials.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to do is start a drunk dial.
Whoever gets the drunkest dial is gonna get something. We're gonna send you something.
We'll give some good beer coaster swag. We might even create a specific beer coaster swag for the drunkest dial. So
please don't drink and drive.
Yes, because that's just dumb. Last, I'm really glad to see some of the Beer Coasters crew were able to participate in the Beer Bloggers Conference. Seriously, you guys are the best podcast out there, and it's time that others recognize that. Cheers. Aww. No, he really wrote that. I'm not just I didn't just make that up.
It's on his email.
Yeah, it's on the email. We have proof. So it says, cheers, Rick from the land of the ice and snow. Thank you. Thank you very much, Rick. We appreciate the backwash. Love to know what's going on in the Midwest. We don't get a whole heck of a lot of beers from them. So we always like to know what's going on. And it's good to know that you're getting some of the other stuff up there as well.
Yeah, cool. Definitely. I mean, Ballast Point, Green Flash. I mean, even Kona or Maui, whichever the two it is. I mean, you're definitely getting some good stuff coming out of those guys.
Yeah.
Wow. We got some more backwash here too. Tiffany Hawk from the Golden Nugget sent us some info and said that they're having
the Golden
Beer Fest.
Nugget, like Las Vegas Golden Nugget,
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeehaw!
So that's right, folks. This weekend they're having a beer fest out there at the Golden Nugget. So make sure you check that out. It looks like it's a 2 or 3 day. All right, this is the beer fest, October 18th and 19th. Tickets are on sale now from 7 to 10 p.m. on Friday. They have over 125 craft beer selections from over 30 of America's hottest award-winning breweries. Chef-inspired sliders, wings, and sausages, and live music. There's also a pool party on Saturday from 1 to 7 p.m. Free admission. 150 different international and American craft beers for sale. Live music, brats, pretzels, and more great food. So, yeah, go ahead and check them out and definitely have some fun out there.
That this week's edition of the Beer Coasters Podcast was brought to you by Golden Nugget.
So we're going to see what we can do to send Beer Coaster Toby and Beer Coaster Gina out there to represent and check it out and try some beers and maybe call in. So hopefully we can get Beer Coast Toby to hook up with Tiffany from the Golden Nugget. But if any of you guys happen to be in the Vegas area this weekend doing some other debauchery, might as well check out that beer fest.
Yeah.
It's always good to drink some craft beer out in Vegas, and don't forget to stop by Aces and Ales while you're out there.
All right, everybody, last call.
Time to give us our pint ratings. Talk about the beers we're drinking. Mike, what are you thinking?
Well, for my Woodstock Inn Brewing Company's Autumn Ale Brew with the apples and the cinnamon and the no chestnuts. interesting beer. This would be a good one to bring around the holidays or Thanksgiving. A good introductory beer to let people know that this kind of stuff is out there. Someone who's not really into particularly malty or hoppy beers, who likes the holiday beers, that likes the different flavors in beers, if they're into pumpkin beers and apple, and they're into ciders, even some of the chocolate or coffee beers. This might be worth a try to. It's very, very drinkable. You could drink a bunch of these and not even worry about, you know, being tipsy at the end of the night. It's very sessionable beer, and it goes well with food. I don't know what to... it doesn't have enough beer balls.
Yes.
it needs beer balls. It doesn't have any beer balls. It's like... there's apples and cinnamon, and there's some kind of malt beverage alcoholness in there, but it's nothing that's... I don't know. I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Yeah, wow, you're talking just, like you're going
to
drop
it. I know,
a
just because it's so drinkable, it's hard not to...
Or a deuce on it.
No, I can't.
can't
no,
drop
no,
the
I
deuce,
will drop
huh?
it. I'm going to give it a 3.5. All right, I'm stuck. I gave it a 3.5. That's what it is. That's what I'm sticking to.
All right. There you go.
For my other beer, the Taps Martin Scorsese. This is Marzen-y with some hops. And this is, it's a good example of an American version, I guess, of a Marzen. It's not my favorite style. It's hard for me to rate these beers high. If I want to rate to style, it's even more difficult for me because a textbook Marzen would be kind of boring to me, and this is a little less boring. I'm going to give this a 4 because I think as far as Marzens go, this is probably a pretty damn good one, but it is a little bit different than your textbook Marzen, but it doesn't wow you. It's just, it's got some hoppiness, and it's drinkable. I'm giving it that because I don't particularly care for the style that much. But this is a very good example of that. And I don't know if that makes sense or not, but that's what I'm going to rate it.
Okay. You know, well, for my two beers here, the Gordon Beers Marzen, you know, Mike kind of talked about the styles and everything. And I would say that, not that I have much experience with the Marzens, but the other beer that I had was an authentic German Eyinger Oktoberfest Marzen. I actually liked the Gordon Beers one better. I thought it was a better beer. And Mike and I talked a little bit off mic about this, in that Gordon Beers may not exactly make the best beers in the world, but they're usually pretty style centric, you know, that they make good examples of the styles of beers that they do make.
Textbook style, it's almost like it would be your control, you know, when you're judging particular German styles.
You know, that being said, you know, it's I don't know, maybe they're Americanized German or whatever, but I still like their beer better than the Eyinger. I thought it was good. It had some good flavors to it. You know, it just seemed, you know, just good drinkable beer. Nothing really off-putting about it. So I'm gonna give it I'll give that a 4. You know, to style, I guess. You know, it's some good stuff, you know. Iinger, you know, it had a little bit of a funkiness.
That doesn't sound German.
It had a little bit of a funkiness to it, a little bit of an offsetting kind of, I don't want to say Heineke flavor, but, you know, it had a little skunkiness to it. And I know it probably wasn't skunked because it's Oktoberfest and it was a brand new case, so I'm pretty sure BevMo had a fresh case of this stuff, or as fresh as it could be from Germany. But it was just not as good. I'll give it a 2.5. Like I said, I think the Gordon Biersch blew it out of the water. If we were doing a tournament, you know, I think the Gordon Biersch would go some distance over the Iinger.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, but I mean, you know, that being said, both of them are pretty food friendly. Both of them are pretty drinkable.
I think in general, these are very food friendly beers. All four of them. I'm just guessing, just because of, you know, your review, but between mine and what you said about yours, very food friendly beverages for sure.
And you're not going to get so full off the beer that you're not going to want to eat either. You know, it's going to leave room for some, you know, good eating too.
Yep.
So.
Agreed. Got a few shout outs.
Oh yeah.
Thank our backwashers. You can thank them, Dave.
Absolutely.
While I get my other shout outs ready.
Yeah, we definitely want to thank Brick from the Land of Ice and Snow. We also want to thank definitely want to thank Tony Leone and Hipster Brufus. You know, definitely look for them out in the craft beer world.
I was just telling Dave off mic that one of these days I'm just going to drive down to Connecticut and we're going to drink. So be ready, guys. One of these times, I'm just going to drive down there.
Mike's going to crash on your couch puke in your toilet.
We're going to go down to Connecticut and drink a bunch of local beer and get drunk. And I'm going to go home the next morning.
There you go, folks. Watch out. Also want to give a quick shout out to Tiffany Hawk at Golden Nugget. Thanks for shooting us an email. And like I said, we'll do our best to see if we can get Beer Coaster Toby and Gina to roll out there and check out your beer fest.
Yeah, got to represent. I want to give a quick shout out to Orlison Brewing Company and Free Booze, Mexican Ale, Brew Beer Blog, Good Oktoberfest.
I got a couple more shout outs too. Malt Porter hit me up on Untappd.
Nice.
Questioning my choice of cider. He didn't seem to be too impressed with that. It looked like he had a crying frowny face saying cider ?
Oh no.
It's like, yeah, we were drinking cider, you know. And surprisingly, you know, like I said, Angry Orchard, I thought with their straw man was actually pretty damn phenomenal.
Yeah. That's Malt Porter, if you want impressive cider. It really is. I've pleasantly surprised at that cider.
Yeah, and it's some good stuff. I don't know. Maybe if you can get it out there, check it out, man. Straw Man from Angry Orchards.
Oh,
good
one more shout out. I want to give a shout out to Norm Miller, aka the Real Beer Nut. I don't know if some of you have seen recently, but Wormtown Brewery has basically his face on a beer. They have a beer called Norm. So
what kind of beer is that?
What is it? A coconut? Oh, damn it. Was it a coconut? Is it chocolate coconut stout?
You know, that's funny that we just heard from Rick of the Land of Ice and Stone. He was talking about some other beer that was also a coconut. Something or other.
Oh, maybe we'll have to put Norm up against Stone and whatever that brewery is there in Minnesota that's got a coconut. That was a coconut IPA, right? Coconut something IPA.
Well, the Stone was a coconut IPA, but they're talking about the Town Hall Brewery had Beach Therapy, an IPA brew with coconut
Beach Therapy,
banana.
Yeah. Oh, coconut banana.
So I don't know if the coconut IPA is available anymore. That was kind of a quick and dirty collaboration.
Quick and dirty release? That sounds totally wrong.
Quick and dirty release, man. Hit and quit it. Philadelphia bolt and screw.
All right, folks. I think that's it. I don't even know what we're doing next week, but you know what? We'll be back next week with some kind of beer, some kind of show, some kind of theme, and hopefully Toby, too.
Yeah, Toby better be back. Hope we didn't get lost somewhere from Colorado. Yeah,
lost in Colorado. Next with Toby. With Beer Coaster Toby.
Halloween 5, The Legend of Hoppy Hollow.
Ooh, Hoppy Hollow. All right, folks. Cheers.
Cheers. That was lame.
You're lame. It's not the glasses, it's the user. It's the Anger.
To say bosom in German.
I could totally lick this off the breasts of a beer wench.